702. WhatsApp Profilwe on 072-702-1702.
We talk now to our certified financial planner, Paul Roelof. So good morning, Paul.
Hi, Rafiwe. Good to chat to you again.
Absolutely. So, of course, whilst we're all COVIDed up and COVIDed out, we're also keeping a beady eye on our money, our finances, and any investments we might have. Talk to me about a linked investment service provider. You're saying it's probably one of the lesser understood investment vehicles. Why should we be looking at this and seeking to understand it?
Well, it's probably more a question of disclosing what you're probably up to and you didn't know. They've been around for a long time. LISPs, or linked investment service providers, were sort of engineered many years ago in the understanding that, you know, when you've got investments all over the place, you know, in the old-fashioned way, we used to have a retirement annuity with Sanlam, and we would have an endowment with Liberty Life, and they'd pick up one or two unit trusts along the way.
Sure.
And especially when I go to more mature portfolios, you can see that evidence quite clearly. People are scattered all over the place. Now, that was just a function of how you accessed your various investments. And then along came these LISPs, which said, well, let's consolidate everything, which is a pretty neat idea. Why not let's give you one administration platform, and you can then channel all your products through this one administration, still invest in the whole wide universe of investments, and therefore bring it all on board with one statement, one view, and it gives you a lot of control. Especially, you know, when it goes into things like estate planning and you pass on. You know how difficult it is, Rafiwe, to, you know, try and retrieve the various investments on various investment houses. You've got to communicate through different ways in a very broad way. Mm. Whereas if it's all landed on one particular platform, it's a one-stop shop. You know, you've got all the instructions all on one portal.
Yeah.
So it becomes a very, very useful thing. And here's why I put it on the table, why it's a lesser known one. You're probably on it and you don't realize it, because most of the top houses now run these LISPs, and your retirement annuity fund and or your endowment policy is probably on one of them anyway.
Yes. And should you then find yourself in that position where you realize or find out that you actually are on one anyway, how do you consolidate then what your current bouquet?
Well, there's one or two aspects around it. Being on one negates you having to move if you want to switch your particular type of policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got one with, say, Liberty Life, and you're not too happy with the construction of that investment, you know, the layperson probably looks at their statement from time to time and says, oh, this is a poor investment. Where should I go? And then they cancel that policy and move to the next provider,
mm-hmm,
under the advice of someone. Here's the thing about them, a very unique story about them. You can stay where you are if you're on a list and then simply switch the actual funds within that policy into other variations as well. And you see, that negates you having to stop a policy, pay fees on them, because quite often you do that. And also you probably pay some kind of penalty as well. So a list entitles you or enables you to go into it and change it. You can actually have a Liberty Life retirement annuity fund, and you can invest in Old Mutual and Momentum and whoever else within that particular policy. So it's actually got a very, very good unique proposition in it, whereby you can stay with it, keep the policy on track, and switch with inside that particular plan to give you that kind of freedom, and you don't have to then chop and change policies, which would be to your detriment.
Okay, fantastic. Well, speaking of that chopping and changing being to your detriment, is there any specifically attractive fee structure regarding LISPs, or when you talk about the detriment, you're talking about the cancellation, the stopping, the starting, and as well as incurring additional fees?
Well, that's a good point. The fees are very much a unique selling proposition there as well. In the sense of fees, if you go through a list, what they tend to do is they consolidate and aggregate the values of all your particular investments on that platform. And then they have a scale which they offer to you. It's a discounting scale. The more you've got invested, mm-hmm. the less their fees become. Now, that is a pretty useful thing to have when you're compounding your net fees, and probably a great thing to pay attention to. You can import or transfer your various investments to your LISP and try and capitalize on that as well. You'd have to be careful about how you do that. Mm-hmm. If you can do a direct transfer, you can negate disposing of your older investments and paying capital gains tax, because that's invariably the big problem. But if you can get together with your financial advisor and consolidate, there is an attraction around the fees. There is something to look forward to in terms of that aggregated value and how it presents a discount in the fees on the platform.
Sure. And, you know, you mentioned initially the fact that when you're laying out the advantages of a LISP, for those, and you're saying for the, it generally tends to be older clients with older portfolios, of course, their investments and whatever vehicles have chosen tend to be pretty much all over the place with different houses and different platforms. For those same people who perhaps have not consolidated all their information, how do you advise them to go about it right now during lockdown, during this pandemic, so that, you know, in the event of something happening, the families can, you know, wrap up everything and access what they need to access as easily as possible, and I guess as tidily as possible, because it's a stressful time right now at any rate.
No doubt about that, and especially now it's a good time to look at that. You know, one needs to be prepared, and in a good solid financial plan, you prepare yourself all the way through your retirement and even when you pass on one day. And what you want to do is try and keep your affairs as simple and as controllable as possible. And probably a good thing right now would be to sit down with your advisor and have a look where everything is and look at ways and means of bringing them all into one particular platform. It, as I say, has a couple of things to be concerned about, certain capital gains.
Sure.
But what LISPs can do, they can take a transfer across. If you have an Allan Gray balanced fund sitting directly with Allan Gray and you want to bring it across to the new 91 platform, you can do that with a direct transfer. Okay, it's just a bit of paperwork, and your advisor can organize that. And you land it on that platform, and there won't be any fees, and there won't be any capital gains tax in that event. If you, however, sell off and then reinvest, it's a different story, and your advisor will be aware of that. So I would, to your point, say, would it be aware of that and try and consolidate where you can on your LISPs. There's advantages on the fees and also advantages on controls going into the future.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much, Paul Rolofsa. You and I will touch base next week, Sunday, as you bring us more personal finance updates and tips as well.